Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael here with the Faith and Freedom Show. We're going to talk about these issues. We've been talking about some things, and I had plenty to talk about, but I mentioned somebody that we had talked on a break, and I loved it because the gentleman is Craig, and he gave me some really good feedback about talk radio. Now, Craig, you've been listening to the 104.3 FM. And you're going to sound great. He can't hear me too well, but he doesn't realize how good he's going to sound on the radio. But one of the things that that you mentioned was the different talk radio things and different approaches to talk radio. Well, obviously, we talked about Mark Levin. He's one of the broadcasters. You've heard Don Imus in the morning. And there's some radio talk shows that you kind of despised, and other ones aren't too bad, you know. So what are those shows that just really kind of set you off, and tell us why?
I've been listening to talk radio for years, okay? It's something I actually used to enjoy, but now it's all cookie cutter. The problem I have with talk radio, it's like every one of the shows, about 99% of them all have an agenda. And the agenda, to me, is very simple. And it's basically, the agenda is so simple that it's only one thing you need to know, and you can basically walk away and go play golf or do whatever you want to do throughout your activities throughout the day. And here it is: Republicans good, Democrats bad. End of story. And that's what talk radio is about. And here's what happens: you get a caller on there, like you had Brian Amore on, the socialist, a few weeks ago. Okay, and can you hear me, David?
Yeah, I hear you. Great.
Fine. Okay. You had Brian Amore, the socialist. A few weeks ago, and you handled that call very nicely. You were you extracted information out of him, which, I'll give you for instance, he went on like Mark Levin's show, or he went on Sean Hannity, or any of the other talking heads out there. He would have been gone in 2 or 3 seconds, and all you would have heard was, "Oh, he's nothing. You're nothing but a left wing liberal," and blah blah. End of conversation, and we would have learned absolutely nothing. Then everybody would have called me afterwards and says, "That guy was nothing but a liberal you had on there." Now, that's it. You had Brian on for, I don't know, what was it, a good hour or more? And I don't know about you, but I learned a lot about from Brian, you know, and learned a lot about his positions in socialism, which I didn't know about. Not that I agreed with all of it. You know, there's some points that were good and some points that, you know, need some debate on. But the point is, the way you handle it, it's very nice. But talk radio is just ravenous. It's just who can talk over who and who can call somebody names and point fingers. And it's just an agenda. In other words, to me, it's commercialized, cookie cutter, where it's basically there to defend the party in office. Now that party is in office, all you hear about now is how rotten Barack Obama is, whether you agree or disagree with him. That's your agenda. No matter what Obama does with right-wing talk radio, which I'll call it because that's what it is, they call everybody else left-wing, it's going to be bad. Yeah. I have not heard one person in talk radio say anything that the guy has done rightfully. Right. Okay? And there's no such thing as somebody being wrong 100% of the time. You know, like they say, a clock is always right twice a day. And it's always wrong at least twice, you know, whatever, always right twice a day, you know? And I just wish there was a balance out there. What I really would like to see is a talk show host that's neither Republican nor Democrat, just calls a spade, and let the chips fall where they may. But that's pretty hard to find nowadays.
Well, I think so. And I think, obviously, we heard, I don't know if you heard the interviews I did with the three people who are trying to go for the Republican nomination.
I heard a couple of them, yes.
Yeah, and one of the things that Patricia Sullivan said is she said, well, rather than to fight against this party, I would like to go in and change it. So ultimately, what you need is a whole bunch of folks like her in both parties revolutionizing the whole thing, you know, or just actually people that are really paying attention getting involved. From the core of the very, you know, the nature of the people of America. Of course, we'd have to get them off their couches to do it.
Yeah, what? And of course, it's nice to sit there when you're running for something to sound really good like that. But, you know, the question is, if she gets in there, is she going to do what she says she's going to do, you know?
Well, I have a feeling you're going to put her to task, because what the listeners may not know is that the reason I'm picking on Craig, He was the caller that put the feet to the fire, that posed some interesting questions to Patricia Sullivan.
And I got called a socialist for doing it, by the way, by one caller.
Well, that's part of the entertainment. I mean, no, it really.
Right.
You know, it's going to happen. So now the goal is to try to facilitate that and to get to the point of substance. No matter if somebody says something like that, okay, they just threw that out there. It was kind of in a hand grenade. And so the goal is to make sure that the shrapnel doesn't really hit anybody, and then to get back to the substance. One of the things that you said, I brought up it was 2.5 years ago. Well, January, now it's almost, wow, it's almost, it was January 2007, almost 3 years ago.
Okay.
We did this show as a pilot program at night for 2 hours a night for 2 weeks. And it was right smack in the middle of that was the State of the Union address by George W. Bush. I got people that feed me. You know, there's people that give me money to feed me in what I'm doing. And those guys love George Bush because he espoused with his mouth his particular religious bent.
Right.
Now, the problem is the middle of his State of the Union address, he said, government has been called for these purposes. The first thing he said was, extend the nation's prosperity. Now, Craig, whether I don't know if you're a doctor of political science or like me, a kindergarten dropout. I don't know.
Okay.
But what do you think? What is your opinion of the purpose of government? You think Bush was saying the right thing? To extend the nation's prosperity.
It depends on who he's extending the prosperity to. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know about that one.
Well,
I thought the purpose of government was basically to let people live out their lives peacefully and for happiness. What was that saying? For happiness, prosperity, and
the Declaration of Independence kind of thing.
And basically, basically to defend the country against foreign enemies, and that's pretty much it.
Well, and if you said that, now watch what happens. If the ends is to pursue prosperity, that means that possibly the nation's security, your liberty, your property, your pursuit of happiness, all get trumped on. Will be bulldozed over. In the ends of seeking prosperity. So I actually did on the show 2 hours on his statement and essentially just lovingly chastising George Bush because he was totally off.
He also made another statement which I found interesting. You know, he always came from these religious points of view, and I always wonder about hearing voices, but he says something to the effect that God told him to invade Iraq. Remember that one?
Well, hey, it's possible.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, who knows?
I'm glad he has a telephone line to him.
Yeah, it's always good. It's a hotline.
Yeah.
So, you know, who knows?
Pat Robertson even said the same thing. He had some sort of hotline to God and about the same thing, too, you know?
Well, yeah, I don't know. See, that's one thing that you can't objectively examine. Saddam Hussein, in 1990, he said that Allah was with him and that it would be the mother of all battles. And that Allah would judge, and I think what happened at the end of that mother of all battles is the Saddam Hussein's warriors were completely overwhelmed. So, you know, who knows? I think you got to find a way to obviously examine whether somebody actually talked to God or not. I think the fruit,
everything is subjective. But,
yeah, the proof's in the pudding.
Getting back to talk radio, though, yeah, I mean, your format's pretty nice. You give people a fair shake on your show, but I'm not saying that just to build you up. I mean, that's what I see so far. But talk radio as a whole, I got to be honest with you, I personally can't listen to it anymore. I like listening to your show. You know, obviously, if sometimes you may be talking about a subject I'm not interested in, then I'll flip it off. But talk radio as a whole, I can't listen to it because it's the same old, same old. If you turn on Beck, it's the same thing there. You turn on Hannity, same thing there. You turn on Rush, same thing. It's all the same talking points. It sounds like they get all the same talking points directly from the White House. And it's, you know, just basically they're there to convince you that, hey, man, don't ever vote for a Democrat. That's the worst thing you can ever do. But make sure you vote for the Republicans. Matter of fact, Rush always says all the time some effect like, don't bother reading the newspapers. Don't listen to the news. Just listen to me. Get everything you need from me. In other words, don't do any independent thinking. Just listen for me, you know, out of my mouth and go with it, you know.
In-flight entertainment while our plane's in the nosedive.
Yeah, it's, and, you know, and I mean, granted, Rush always says, "Hey, remember, I am an entertainer," you know, and that's exactly it. But a lot of people take this stuff very seriously.
Right.
And yep. I know these guys do have an influence on the outcome of elections and you and I were talking about the Tea Party stuff, and I'm like, heck, they didn't have no Tea Parties when the plane was in a nosedive when Bush was in office. I didn't see no Tea. All of a sudden, Barack Obama's on it, and somebody was telling me one of the talk shows got that going. I don't know if it was Beck or Hannity, but somebody got it going, the Tea Party thing. And essentially, I mean, it's probably a good thing, but to me, deep down, I think the underlying thing is just a basic way to knock Barack Obama around.
Well, you've got a good point there. I think the same problems were running with Mr. Bush. In fact, if you look at the bailout,
yep.
I mean, it was march in step.
Yeah, and all Barack Obama did was just Bush passed the torch on to Barack, and Barack's just trying to, some people say he's just cleaning up the mess, and some people he's saying he's trying to expand government even more so. I guess we'll have to wait and see how it comes out in the wash. But the bottom line is we're all a Tea Partiers during George Bush when the ship was sinking.
That's right. And are they willing to continue a Tea Party mentality and the thing is, what's the point? Is it just an issue?
A Tea Party might be a good thing, but see, it's a shame because they tainted my viewpoint of the Tea Party, because I think it's very suspect, because I'm like, wait a minute, this is pretty hypocritical. You know, I look, well, where were you during Bush? So to me, it's more of a political thing.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I don't give it as much credence as I probably should, because, again, I'm going back to saying, well, were you under the Bush administration?
Right.
Why now?
Hey, I got to tell you, Craig, I would encourage you to pay attention. If you hear us talking about a local issue, a Florida statute, I really encourage you and your neighbors to pay attention to that. Well, I'll give you an example. The Public Service Commission bill it's going to be a proposal to change the Constitution. That's an example of a local thing. But there's things that are happening in the Florida statutes that are going to help Florida be Florida and not necessarily be controlled by things outside of Florida from the UN or the U.S. or things like that. So I encourage you to make sure that when we do bring those topics up, that you're really paying attention to that, because the rest of the stuff outside of Florida ends up being, again, a lot of noise that distracts what's really happening, what's really going to protect your liberty. So
I'll try to pay more attention. By the way, you had Larry on earlier talking about the swine flu shots and so on and so forth. I'll tell you what, the people around in my area, from what I've been hearing on local radio and tuning around, boy, they're all lining up for those flu shots.
Well, hey,
it doesn't sound like anybody's heeding the message here.
Yeah, well, I think there's going to be some time. I'm actually going to be having somebody on who's an expert on that. Hey, I want to thank you, Craig.
Okay.
Thank you for putting yourself out for me today, but I needed to hear your feedback on talk radio. Thanks a lot.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Okay, bye. Okay, that was Craig. Won't tell you his last name. He's a neighbor. He's under the broadcast area, and he's a guy who will give you straight shot. That's what we like. Let's shoot straight. And make sure, and some of it was a Craig opinion, and I gave him the freedom to do that because I bothered him this afternoon and asked him to come and repeat what he told me during a break when he called during another time. So if you want to give your opinion on a break, that's good. We'd appreciate it if you called during the broadcast hours as well, because everybody gets to benefit from your feedback. Thank you for listening today to my show. I'm David Alan Carmichael. You can check out our website at faithfreedoms.org. There's podcasts there at faithfreedoms.net. You can obviously link to some of those things. Listen to what's been going on. Check it out today at faithfreedoms.net. Look at some of the things by title over time. I think there's things that you're going to be fascinated by. Do a search. Check us out. And thank you for listening to Liberty Works Radio Network. Go to libertyworksradionetwork.com. Get on board. Join with us. Check truthattack.org for the Florida schedules, and we're looking forward to seeing you again tomorrow.